Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Overtime Sports Show, coming to you live from the greatest city on the planet, Durham, North Carolina, on this, the 17th day of August 2016. Well, a lot of things going on in the world of sports. We got the Olympics going on. Interesting things happening today. The swimmer who said that he was robbed while he was in outside of an Olympic venue. Now, all of a sudden, a judge in Rio has issued an order that he can't leave the country. The only thing is, he left the country prior to the judge issuing that order. The police down there in Rio are having trouble trying to find the perpetrators of the act, and they have videotape. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, all over the world today, there is videotape of the items he said was stolen. After the time he said it was stolen, he's wearing his watch. He appears to have his wallet giving somebody money to do something. So this is going to turn into a very interesting story for the Olympics. But right now we have something, oh, happy day, right here on the Overtime Sports Show. We have head coach Jody Brown, and he is the head volleyball coach at North Carolina Central University, the greatest university on the planet, and he's on the Overtime Hotline. How are you doing this evening, Coach Brown?
Mike, I'm doing great, and I want to say thank you for having me on.
Hey, it is an absolute honor and a pleasure, Coach, to have you on. And I'd like to say, since this is your first year, welcome to Durham, North Carolina, and welcome to North Carolina Central University. Like I said before, the greatest university on the planet. I'm an alum, Linda Van Smith, who's also on the show tonight as a co-host. She is an alum, so we have, you know, an all-Central, North Carolina Central University co-hosting staff here on the Overtime Sports Show. Well, Coach, let's jump right into it. Let's talk about your background. Since you're new to Durham and new to a lot of our listening audience out there, tell them about you, your journey that led you to North Carolina Central.
Well, Mike, this is my right around my 30th year of coaching volleyball. Most all of that, the last 19 years was at Florida Atlantic University down in South Florida in Boca Raton. And we left there. My lovely wife took a job up here at the University of North Carolina. And so my volleyball, you know, it kind of just follows me wherever I go. And so I happened to, you know, run into Dr. Wicker McCree. And, we started talking. She was watching the club team that I was coaching. And, you know, we just always thought it'd be fun to get together and work together. And so we've really, I came on board here in April, chosen out of a bunch of good candidates who wanted to coach at Central, and I've just had nothing but a blast so far. You know, I'm really enjoying it. After coaching 25 years in Division I, you'd think it would get old, but, you know, the team is great. The staff around, you know, the athletic department and the school, it's one of the most friendly schools, campuses I've ever been on. And I am just really having a ball doing it.
I tell you what, that's one thing I say constantly about North Carolina Central is you will not find a better group of people to work with. You won't find a better group of kids, because one thing that I think that they go out at North Carolina Central and they pride themselves on, not only do they get great athletes to come to North Carolina Central, great student athletes, but I think what they get also is great people. Because one thing they do is they involve the parents, they involve the whole family structure in the recruitment of the student athlete to come to Central, and that's why I think we have such good. I mean, every now and then you'll have a little bump in the road, but for the most part, North Carolina Central has a plethora of just great kids. That's all I can say. I mean,
absolutely.
I haven't found a place better than that. You know, that's why I do what I do at North Carolina Central, because they're great people. I mean, the staff there, you know, I do have the heavy burden of working with Kyle and Kevin. That is a heavy burden sometimes to bear. But
yes,
anyway,
it is.
I deal with them and everything, you know. And I'm gonna throw Johnson in there too, you know. I guess
yep.
You know everybody, you know, whatever. But no, they're great people. Great sports information department. Let's talk about going into this season. Of course, it is a season of change for some of the young ladies on the team because they had another coach last year, another coaching philosophy, changing over to a coaching philosophy this year, bringing in new players. Talk about some of the new players coming in and the process that you're going through to kind of change the culture from what it was to what you want it to be.
Well, you know, Nikki Holmes, Coach Holmes, did a real nice job of getting some really quality student athletes, you know. And so when I got here, you know, like I said, I've been in Division I for quite some time, and I really appreciate the level of athleticism that we had there, you know, the commitment to the academics, which makes our job so much easier. And after all, you know, that's what they're here for. You know, they're going to be professional, but, you know, it's likely not to be a professional volleyball player, but a professional doctor, lawyer, something else, some other discipline. But, you know, Nikki did a great job of getting the kids in the right setting, you know, in regards to, you know, work ethic, both in the classroom and, you know, on the court as well. And so, the biggest change has just been, you know, I'm a little bit more focused on, you know, overall, you know, teaching of the game in regards to, you know, the whole process. And, you know, luckily the kids that Nikki brought in, they're old enough now where they kind of understand that concept, you know. And so the kids that we brought in this year, we brought in four. They're all very athletic, you know, they're athletic kids. They really want to be there. They really want to work hard. And, you know, they're truly grateful, for being at Central. And so not a lot of change going on in regards to, you know, changing, you know, philosophies and everything else. We all want to win. We all want to be great at both the classroom as well as on the court. And so, you know, it's just the girls getting used to me. It's more of that, you know, than, you know, me changing things.
You know, and that's another thing, Coach. You know, you've been in the game so long, 30 years of coaching and everything. You're like me. We're what we call the old school guys. I mean, you know, I believe in old school ways. I have always been, and I know they got these newfangled ways of coaching now, and you know, I was a coach for a long time myself, and I've never understood some things about the new way of coaching because, well, I'm not going to get into it. You know what I'm talking about. So over the past 30 years of your career, and you've seen generations come and generations go, and I'm sure you've had kids you coach like I did come back and, you know, and play for you and all that stuff. What have you seen as the major change in from the time you started, which 30 years ago is like a whole generation ago, but from the time you started 30 years ago to today's athlete, what's the biggest change that you've noticed?
Well, you know, the one thing is that scholarships for women's athletics, when I very first started coaching, they were pretty hard to find. And so you really had to work hard, A, to find it, but B, to be a recipient. And both academically and athletically. And so now, you know, with a lot more schools adhering to, you know, gender equity policies and trying to get, you know, more in tune with, you know, the makeup of the campuses and stuff, you know, there's a lot more scholarships out there available. And, you know, I find that, you know, kids that are winners in the classroom and winners on the floor, they go together. You know, it's kind of rare that you find a kid who's a winner in a classroom who doesn't want to be a winner on the court. And so I think, you know, overall everything is kind of the same, but there's more opportunities now. So a lot of kids will take it for granted. And, but, you know, these kids that we have here, and again, I've only known them since April, they're really good, humble, hardworking kids. So it's been actually very refreshing. And, you know, I'm a teacher. I just teach volleyball. That's what I do. So, you know, it's really, you know, just about, you know, presenting opportunities to these kids. They're buying into what we want them to do, and we're buying into what they want to do. And so, you know, our job is just to help them reach that goal. And so it's not been, you know, it's not been hard. It's actually been quite fun. So old school, new school, you know, everybody wants to win. Everybody wants to have success. And everybody wants to be, you know, for the most part, you know, appreciated. And so, you know, that's where we're at.
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest thing with me was, you know, like I say, I'm the old school guy. I was coached old school way. The coach said,
yep,
Mike, I need you to run this, and you went and did it. Now, in my
yep
career, it was in the late 90s. I grabbed a guy, I said, all right, come here. I need you to run this play, do this play. And he actually looked at me and said, why? Now, you remember the movie The Alien, where the alien popped up and his skin just ripped off the alien? That was me at that
yeah
time when he asked me why. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And that's more or less the way things appear to be now in coaching. It's more of letting them know as to why it needs to be done. You know, in my
yeah
day, it was done because the coach said it was needed to be done. The coach said it, go do it. I mean, it's simple as that.
Yeah.
But explaining
yeah
that why thing is just, I'm still not there with that yet. I just have to work on that a little more as far as coaching. I'm just not there yet.
Yeah.
Well,
true.
Coming up this year, I was looking at you have a scrimmage game coming up on the 23rd, the Maroon Gray scrimmage game. I'd like to encourage
yeah
everyone to come out. It's absolutely free. Come out to McDougal McClendon Arena, a beautiful arena, redone floor, scoreboard,
absolutely
everything. I mean, it's just absolutely a wonderful venue to watch a game. What time is that? What time of that game is that? What, 6:30?
We're starting off 6:30, and again, it's, you know, it's very informal, with just a chance for, you know, the kids to play in front of some fans before we actually start playing in front of fans, and you know, a chance for us coaches to get a chance, excuse me, to get a chance to, you know, see what they're like when they put a little stress on them in regards to, you know, who's watching and all these things. So we're really looking forward to it. You know, I've had quite a few calls from the alumni and stuff that are, you know, just anxious to see the team, see the new uniforms, meet everybody. Should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I tell you, I mean, you know, anything dealing, and we talked off air, I just want to say thank you to the volleyball
sure
team, the young ladies. Last year I was going through some health things and had to, you know, for them I'll do anything. I was in a wheelchair coming in to broadcast the game because for them I'll do anything. And
yep
they actually wouldn't let me do anything. They wouldn't let me carry my equipment. They wouldn't let me do anything, man. They would just, you know, they
yep
would say, oh, Mr. Wade, we'll help you. And I just want to say thank you. Yeah, so they are some wonderful young ladies on that volleyball team. I mean, I've not seen a
they
closer
are
knit group of kids. I mean, you know, one
yep
for all and all for one. You go after one, you better get ready because you're going to have the rest of them coming at you too. And, you know, I really love that kind of camaraderie. And that breeds
yep
championships. People don't understand. It's called chemistry. I mean, it's
yep
called chemistry. I mean, you have great players together. You have role players together. You have the players that know what they're supposed to do, when they're supposed to do it. They understand. They come off the bench. This is my rotation. If I'm only in there for, you know, one serve, one volley, one kill, whatever, that is my job. I don't argue about it. I do it, and that's the way they are. I mean, you can look at
that's
chemistry
it
and look at the U.S. men's basketball team. They got everybody that's good
yep
one-on-one players, and everybody can be a superstar, but there's nobody to do the dirty work. There's nobody to get the loose change. There's nobody to get the nose bloody or getting in and throwing an elbow every now and then. Everybody wants to be a one-on-one
yep
pretty boy, and you can't have that. It's called chemistry,
yep,
and that's exactly what your ladies have. Lindsay, you have some questions for Coach Brown.
I do. Coach Brown, how are you this evening?
Excellent. Thank you.
Good. I just want to say I am a teacher in the Chapel Hill, Carborough City Schools at Smith Middle School. I don't know. Do you live in that area, around that area?
I walk past there every day. My son just graduated from Sewell and will be attending Smith this year. So I am
you
absolutely
stop.
I am a Smith Cyclone fan.
Yes. Well, I will see him and probably you as well. That's fantastic.
Yes.
Wow, I'll see him on the
yes
29th, I believe.
Yes.
But what I have, you talked about winners. Now, what happens when you find winners on the, you find that winners are on the court and not in the classroom? Now, do you counsel them, or do they eventually catch on about and understand, try to understand that winning is, you know, it's both in the classroom and on the court? Do you find that you have some athletes that don't understand that concept?
We do, you know, and I work with a club volleyball. I help run a local club just down the road in Durham, and we have about 300 student athletes in that. You know, the main thing is trying to get people to realize, you know, the opportunities that are in front of them. You know, I think the when you talk to these kids, you know, you really have to try to get the point across that you know, this is an opportunity. You know, it's not something you have to do. You know, I told my kids the first day we got there, I said, these doors, they pretty much all lock from the inside out or from the outside in. So you don't have to be here. This is an opportunity. This is something that, you know, you are blessed to have. And it's pretty easy for it to go away. And so you got to take care of it. And so, you know, we get that understanding that you're here as a student athlete. There's a reason why it's called student athlete and student being first. And so, you know, our team GPA this returning year was 3.2, I believe it was. Our goal was just right at a 3.35, I believe. You know, I've never had in all my years coaching, I've never had a team below, you know, 3.0. And, you know, it's because of our expectations, but they know that when they come to us, we're always going to check. You know, we're going to trust them, but we're going to verify what they're doing. You know, and we're lucky. Women's volleyball, it's a bunch of really good, motivated, driven kids. Every once in a while, you get a kid who, you know, they say, well, you know, I couldn't get to class today or whatever. You know, and I say, well, what if you didn't have class to go to today? Well, that's, yeah, you know. And so we really try to get the point across that we're there only to, you know, to assist them, to help them, and help them down that road. It's we're not there to baby them. You know, that's mom and dad's job to say, hey, here's the help. If you don't want this prescription for success, it's okay. You know, just like you go to the doctor, they'll give a prescription. You don't have to take it, but you're there for a reason. And so,
right, you don't have to take it, but it's beneficial to you to follow the program, right?
Yes. And so we're fortunate. We got great kids that you know, they want a degree. They know they want a degree, so we're good with that.
Wow, Linda, isn't it nice to get old school? Isn't that just great?
Yes, it is. It's fantastic.
I am so pumped up. I am so pumped up and fired now. I finally got.
I know, me too.
Coach. Thank you.
That is fantastic. And I see one more question now. I see you've traveled abroad, and you've observed other volleyball teams. Now, are there things other coaches are doing differently, or is everything about the same? Is there anything, strategy, that you could take away from that?
Yeah. You know, I've played in probably, I don't know, 15, 16 different countries. I've coached all over the world, you know, everything from Australia to in Europe to South America. And so, you know, the same core principles are all shared by everybody. You know, great passing, great serving, and then do all the other stuff, you know, the best you can. And so we, you know, we run a very mature offense, meaning that, you know, we know we're going to make mistakes. But the most part, it's not about the mistakes. It's about how you handle them, how you recover from them, you know. So it's pretty simple. And, you know, it's just a lot of fun. I mean, that's all it is. It's a game. And we try to tell the girls that, you know what, we're playing this game, you know. So that's kind of our strategy.
Okay, back to you,
well,
Mike.
Coach, you just said, you know, you coached in Europe and everything. Now, one thing I've noticed in the MEAC over the past, you know, 2 or 3 years is we have a lot of teams in the MEAC that bring in a lot of international players. I mean, we
Absolutely.
Get players from, you know, Croatia, Serbia, I guess I'm saying, you know, because the countries have changed so much, but basically Croatia, Serbia, Sweden, Yugoslavia. I mean, we get them from, I mean, we face players like that from all over the place. And one team in particular, Maryland Eastern Shore, I mean, they're basically loaded with international players. And I can tell a difference between the style of play. I mean, you know, when the American girls, they get in there, they, you know, they hit the ball, they, you know, dig, they do all that good stuff. But I can tell you from being hit by a kill shot from somebody from Croatia, I got somebody right in the forehead by it, and I'm broadcasting, right? And but it's a big difference. What do you say is the difference between, besides the fact they start, by the time they're pushed out of the mother, they probably start playing volleyball, but what is the difference between the international player and the American player as far as the skill level?
Well, you know, I've coached over probably 100, 125 international kids, and the biggest difference is that those kids, when they're 16 and 17 years old, they don't have the massive club opportunities we have here. They have to go play with 20-year-olds, 24-year-olds, you know, 30-year-olds that have come from, like, pro leagues. So they get a chance to play next to older players all the way through their careers. So they don't quite do it like us. And so that along with the fact that, you know, there's not a gym in every high school in Nicaragua. There's not a gym in every high school in Prague. You know, there's certain sport universities there that you can go to. So it is such an honor to get to go to those places and play those sports that they really take it serious. And, you know, I told Ingrid when I took over this job, my first recruits are coming from down the street. So we hit Durham as much as we could. We hit Chapel Hill. We hit, you know, Raleigh. And we're going to continue to do that. Now, bringing in one or two international players, I think, is great if they're a good fit, if they want to be in this type of, college program in regards to student first players, stuff like that. But, you know, we try to go local kids first and then go out of state and then go out of the country. There's so many great kids around here, great athletes in North Carolina and in the Durham area. It's going to take me a while, maybe a year or two, but, you know, we'll be right there. And you talk about Princess Anne or, you know, the school up north.
University of Maryland, Eastern Shore, yeah.
Yeah, I was that young man's coach when he first started playing.
Oh, really?
I'm looking forward to playing them. We'll have a lot of fun.
Yeah, I tell you what, we were in a tournament up there, and it was really a nice tournament. They got a really good facility up there. The only thing is we had some severe thunderstorms come through. I thought tornadoes were sitting down. The power goes out, the air conditioning goes out, and then the moisture on the floor starts coming through. So the last three matches of the day were like playing hockey. I mean, people would slide. Mm. It was unbelievable. They would get towels and try to wipe it up, but you know how, like I said, this southern humidity is. It's going to stick to you like glue. So that was a pretty interesting day, and we lost that match to them in that tournament because our libero slipped.
Yeah.
I just talked about the moisture on the floor, and both her feet went out from up under, and oh my God, I thought she killed herself. I mean, the way she hit the floor, trying to do that. So. But I guess they'll be coming. Hopefully, they'll be coming down here this year. We can try to avenge that one. But and to wrap things up here, Coach, let's do this. I know you've only been at North Carolina Central for a little while, but if I was a young lady who was looking and the parents who are looking for a school for their child to come to get education first, because I'm telling you, that's what North Carolina Central is all about. You know, we can look pretty in uniforms and we can win games, we can win conference championships and everything else, but education is number one, and that gives you the privilege to wear that NCCU across your chest. But when you come there, what would you tell a kid as a recruit, say, hey, look, I want you to come to North Carolina Central. Here's what we got. What would be your recruiting spiel to that kid?
Well, you know, the first thing I do is hook them up with alumni in regards to people that are around there, people that have been there. You know, there's a lot of staff that have grown up there. Miss Luann has basically, I think she was born there in the beautiful gym, you know.
Yep,
so I always show them. I show them the people that work there, the people that believe in the area. I show them the kids that we have there right now. I always tell them, you know what, coaches come, they go. I mean, Lord, if you can follow up where these coaches are half the time, it'd be amazing, you know. But the kids, once they decide where they want to be, and those kids are going to class every day, that's what sells the university. You know, they're only with us coaches for 4 hours a day, and they're, you know, we're their biggest. Friends when it's on scholarship day, you know, and all this other stuff, but they spend all the time in the dorms with the kids. So We let our kids sell the place. That's what makes it happen. The professors, when they go and they meet the professors, and that professor is, you know, working extra hours to make these kids have the opportunities to get all the you know, extra stuff that they need to be successful, you know, when they go off and get a job. So it's all about alumni, pretty much the team. We just let them sell it and stay out of the way. You know, I get them in there. I pay to get them in there. You know, we let the get the girls all set up, and they take over. It's you know, it's really not about me.
Well, Coach, thank you so much for appearing on the Overtime Sports Show. I look forward to meeting you and also calling, you know, broadcasting the volleyball games this year. We're going to broadcast them all from the beginning to the end. Hopefully in the MEAC Championship game, we're going to take it to Princess Anne and try to take the title. But coming up here shortly, as a matter of fact, next week, first match of the season will be against James Madison up in Harrisburg, Virginia, beautiful part of the world. We're in that tournament last year. And they have a pretty good tournament up there. I mean, James Madison is nothing to sneeze at. They have a front line for you, buddy. I mean, they are huge. And then, of course, we followed up with Holy Cross and Georgia State, and then we go to an Asheville tournament the week after that. But, you know, yep. You can hear every match right on, well, I would say right here, but right on the NCCU Sports Network. All you have to do is go to www.nccueaglepride.com. Click on the live audio link that's there, and you'll be able to get the games. You'll be able to listen to them and watch them as the season progresses. Well, thank you so much, Coach, for appearing here on the Overtime Sports Show, and I look forward to meeting with you later on this week.
Thanks, folks. I appreciate your time.
All right,
take care.
Season, Coach.
Bye-bye.
That was Coach Jody Brown, the head volleyball coach at North Carolina Central University, as they're getting ready for the 2016 volleyball season, try to improve on last year's record. Last year, a lot of improvement, Linda, with the team. It was a process from beginning to end, but they grew. They were young. They were getting used to a new coach. This year, they have to get used to a new coach again. A semi-new coach. They were, you know, they're young once again, but I think, like you said, they have the athletic ability to do the breakthrough. I mean, the thing of it is, like you said, a year or two, let him get his feet up under him. And like I say, 30 years in the business, he knows exactly what he's doing. So look forward to working with him this year in volleyball. We're, like I said, on the NCCU Sports Network, we will broadcast every game, or every match, that is, from pillar to post. And you can hear it live right there on the NCCU Sports Network. So, until tomorrow we have Andy Henderson, the head volleyball coach at Winston-Salem State University. Yes, the Rams in Winston-Salem. They'll be on tomorrow along with Coach Henderson, and we'll talk about volleyball once again right here on the Overtime Sports Show. So, until tomorrow, well, goodbye, everybody.
Take care.